Living Proof Ministries is dedicated to encourage people to come to know and love Jesus Christ. Author and speaker Beth Moore has written numerous best-selling books and Bible studies, and she is a dynamic teacher whose conferences take her across the globe. And she is coming back to Canada in November to the Canada Event Center in Whitby. Good morning, Beth. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I could not be happier to be headed your direction if my life depended on it. And I mean that to my bones.
You are one of the people in ministry who have been very instrumental in getting me out of the pit.
Oh.
Being a spotlight and shining the way that everything that you have been through, there has been thousands of us who have gone through the same thing. And you and your words and your God-inspired attitude has just shone the light for us to follow. And so from my heart to yours, I say thank you.
I'm going to tell you, that is never, ever wasted on me, that I get to see a woman just one at a time that has a testimony of the scriptures somehow that we met together on, and that it struck them and meant something to them. That I never get over that. Never, never. And I thank you so much for the privilege.
Amen. I am so privileged to have that red thread that God has woven us all together.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And there's a kinship, and it's a hard thing to explain to someone who's not in the faith, how we can suddenly meet someone, maybe in the airport, maybe at a coffee shop, maybe at a restaurant, maybe at a shopping center, wherever it may be, but that we could, at least where I come from, we could perhaps hug, shake hands, something, touch in some way, and call one another sisters.
Amen.
When we have not known one another face to face or online, any possible way, all we've known is that one moment.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful, indescribable thing that I love.
Did you ever imagine that you'd end up reaching millions of women right across the world?
None of that computes in my mind. None of it does.
For me, there is nothing more wonderful than a strong-willed woman who is strong-willed about the will of God in her life.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what I believe. When Paul talks to Timothy about weak-willed women, I'm like, you know what? We don't need to be ashamed there. All we need to do is go, you know, Lord, I don't want to be one of them. I want to be strong-willed. I want to be strong-willed, but I want to be strong-willed with your spirit and in the will of God. I think that is exactly it. I think as communicators of the gospel, with what you are doing, with what I'm doing, with what so many teachers and pastors are doing, whether it's writing or whether it's audible, whatever it may be, if we are not living it, then after a while, maybe not at first, but I'm saying if we're not in it, if we're not all the way in it, I'm not saying that we're living it perfectly and without flaw. Of course we're not. But I mean, when we get separated from it, when this over here is what we talk about, but really our lives, our practical lives, have very little to do with that. After a while, an audience, a reader, a listener, they're onto it.
Yes.
They may not be able to pinpoint why they're not compelled, but remember, it is the Spirit that does the compelling. So once the Holy Spirit is no longer in it, and it's just now I've learned what to say, I've learned what all the pitch words are.
Yeah.
After a while, we may get away with it for a while, but it's not going to last. And so one thing that has helped me so much is the very thing that frustrates me so much. And that's that the Lord keeps me in a place of, I mean, real need. I mean, like, okay, I told him as recently as 2 or 3 days ago, I wrote in my journal something to this effect: if you do not come through in this situation and strengthen me, I'm not going to make it. Right?
Absolutely, girl.
That's it. That's it.
Well, Beth, oh, I could talk to you all day.
I could too. It's so fun to talk to someone that, you know, has lived it, has seen his faithfulness, that he will prove faithful over and over again, that even in the moment when we go, I don't even know where you are, would you by faith, I'm saying to someone watching or listening, would you by faith just keep walking with him?
Yes.
And see what he will do. See what he will do.
Listeners, if you do not have your tickets yet, what are you waiting for? Get your tickets at bethmoore.org/events, and you can even use coupon code LIFE15 for an exclusive discount. Beth, I cannot wait to meet you in person.
I can't wait either. This interview has been delightful. Thank you, and thank you to your station, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
My great pleasure. Thank you so much.